We're back, Trump trainers. We are back. Yeah, they're still doing the a press conference on the Baton Rouge murder, talking about that kid using strategic precision to assassinate the police officer. They're actually showing pictures of the kid all dressed in black. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, you can't get any more hired. Seriously. You can't get any more inspired as far as the murders, and you can't get any more inspired. It's bad stuff, man. Bad stuff what they're talking about, the assassination. I mean, it's, jeez, bad stuff. When you hear about everything, and the police, one of the police officers, black young guy, a brand new baby. Brand new baby just wrote a Facebook post about being a cop and having to deal with his own friends, basically talking smack about him. Seriously, bad news. Just everything that's just. Everything that is going on, this Obama, he's just bad. Just bad. You know, it's funny. Last night, Trump and Pence did 60 Minutes together. That was it Leslie Stahl did it? And, of course, not just the liberals, but the fake Republicans, the cucks, we like to call them, the cucks, David Gergen, Jerkin Gergen, talking about Pence being opposite on Trump on issues and how it's awkward and how the whole thing looked awkward and the fact that Trump was for NAFTA or Trump was against NAFTA, Pence is for NAFTA, Pence voted for the Iraq war, Trump goes against Hillary for voting for the Iraq war. And they're making a big deal out of these differences. And I thought to myself, man, no one. And this is the Republicans. These are the Republican cucks. And I'm sitting there going, didn't Bush become Ronald Reagan's vice president? Didn't Bush say Ronald Reagan's entire economic plan is voodoo economics? You know, I know it kills not just liberals, but it kills the cucks to ever compare Trump to Reagan. because they only look at Reagan after the White House. They seem to forget Reagan before the White House. They seem to forget Reagan, the actor. They seem to forget Reagan, the communist hunter. They seem to forget Reagan, the spokesman for like Maytag or GE or whatever the hell corporate entity he shilled for. They seem to forget Reagan acting with a monkey. But I'll tell you, man, Trump and Reagan are very similar. I know even Reagan's kids are like, oh, that's just insane. Because again, they only see their dad as A, their dad, and B, as the guy that was president of the United States. Not the actor who married the actor. I mean, even Nancy Reagan. She was a soap opera actress. Again, you talk about Nancy Reagan, people go, oh, yeah, just say no to drugs. And just, you know, this eloquent, you know, first lady. And, oh, my gosh. And she was an actress. A soap opera actress, which isn't even as cool and respectable as a Hollywood film actress. But watching these cucks talk about Mike Pence, he's a... Now, do you realize that the three people that Hillary Clinton could possibly go with as a vice president all have either extreme opposite views, and I mean views as plural, or one big opposite view. And I wonder if people will be beside themselves over that. And whoever she picks, will they do a sit-down interview? And will that interviewer do what Leslie Stahl did to Trump and Pence? If you take Julian Castro, isn't that his name? Julian Julio Chupacabra, whatever his name is. If you take him out of the mix, which... I don't see Hillary picking somebody that is that inexperienced. But I don't see her picking like the HUD secretary or former HUD secretary, whatever the hell he is. I just don't see her picking somebody that has no experience whatsoever. And then saying, yeah, something happens to me, the 70-year-old woman who has a persistent cough that has COPCDEEEF or meliophimiosis or tuberculosis, whatever. Whatever it is that makes her like have these bizarre coughing fits, this guy will be commander-in-chief. So if you take him out of the mix, then you go with Three people that are on that list. Bernie Sanders, who is opposite practically everything that Hillary is for. I mean, nobody even questions Bernie on the fact that he's throwing his support behind Hillary. And she is everything that he has rallied his supporters to be against. And no one ever brings that up to Bernie. Nobody hammers Bernie on that. There's no 60-minute sit-down interview with Bernie on that. Elizabeth Warren, another potential VP pick, years ago, during different big banking legislation and bills that she wanted to pass, she commented about Hillary Clinton's lack of passion, I guess you could call it, for some of these bills because she makes big money from big banks. And third but not least, Tim Kaine, who's pro-life. He's pro-life. You can't, listen, you want to look at Pence and Trump and go, oh, well, Pence is for NAFTA, and Trump is against it. Listen, that pales in comparison to Hillary Clinton's vice president being pro-life. I mean, that's the ultimate sin as it pertains to being a liberal. Pro-life? What, are you kidding me? So it'll be interesting to see people's reactions as far as the media goes when Hillary picks her VP. It'll be very, very, very interesting to see what everybody's going to say as far as, oh, they're opposite, and how is this going to be, and what's your response on this? But remember, we're talking about the media. We're talking about a liberal Democrat propaganda machine. So we're not going to get anything different. We're not going to get anything that resembles a fraction, an iota of what Republicans. All right. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're going to sign off. We're out of here. We're done. We're finished. Finished. Over. Finito. That's it. No more show. We're done for the day. Listen, we're going to see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget to go to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/Rob Zicari Show. Go there. You can see wonderful picture of me. You can see wonderful picture of my beautiful and super hot girlfriend, Catherine Howard. Cat Z. That's what we call her. She eventually will be Cat Z. Go to our Twitter. Okay? Don't forget our Twitter. And that is at the Rob Zicari. Well, no. It's at Rob Zicari Show. At Rob Zicari Show. The website is www.therobzicarishow.com. So go to all those places. Check out the show. Check out the articles. We got a great new article that's up right now on the Rob Zicari Show, and it's about Facebook and Black Lives Matter and that bizarre connection. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll have some Republican convention updates. Maybe we'll have some more updates about some other shootings going on and whatever. All right, it's Rob Zicari Show. See you guys tomorrow.